I see your name very seriously. What a hell of a win, guys.
Holy cow.
Okay, that was awesome. That really was. That was it was awesome to see our team play at a way the table play. Right, we've talked about that. We've talked about establishing identity. We've talked about the game defines you one way or the other. It's our choice how a game defines us. Right? And we've got to make that same decision tomorrow when we get in. We've got to make that decision. How that game, this game's going to define us. And no different than we did last week when we walk in the meeting room tomorrow of how that game's going to define us and what we're going to take from this game to move forward. Because that's the goal, is to build a consistent winning football team. And tonight showed what we are capable of doing for an entirety of a football game. And I can't be more proud of these guys right now for the way they came out and they played, the way they came out and they fought. We played, we challenged them to play four quarters, 15 minutes at a time, not for 60 minutes. 60 minutes is the total at the end. We wanted to play four quarters. And at the end of that third quarter, they looked at each other and said, one more quarter to go. We got 15 minutes. And let's go win. Let's win this quarter. And that's what they were able to do. And I thought they established an identity offensively. I thought it was a great job by Chief Wade, by Buster, collectively by the entire offensive staff, putting together a run plan for tonight. And like we've said, when you have consistency in the running game, right, now it takes pressure off the quarterback. It opens up the passing game. It allows really the offense to flow. And when you've got the upper hand there, you're able to control the line of scrimmage. So credit to the guys up front. Those guys did a nice job of opening holes consistently throughout the game. But then, the wisdom of momentum went. They continued to take the momentum in, and they built on it, they built on it, they built on it. And, but again, just collectively, I thought it was a really good team win. It was good to see Dante be out there again and really reestablish himself out there. I can't be more proud of him before, man. I really could. And proud of the whole team, proud of the coaching staff. In North Carolina, they're a good football team, and they played the whole game. They had an explosive offense, really good quarterback, really good running back, and we were able to play for four quarters and not win. So, with that, any questions?
Questions, Colin?
What is it about your teams and ranked opponents that in the ACC that seems to bring the best out?
I don't really think I know the answer to that. I mean, my boss is sitting right there. I mean, know what the answer that is. If I knew the answer, it wouldn't happen every time. It would happen consistently. So, you know what? There's a little bit of an underdog mentality at Georgia Tech, right? There's a little bit of that at Georgia Tech. Actually, there's a whole lot of that at Georgia Tech, right? We like it the hard way, right? We like trying to go and solve problems and figure things out and do things people don't think we can do, right? Well, now it's flipped. They know what you can do when it comes to a ranked team. So now let's flip the script and turn it the other way. So I don't have an answer of why they do, but I'm glad they have that grit internally. I'm glad they have that ability to really put things behind them that whether it's good or bad, and move forward. So we've got to continue to carry that through tomorrow and into next week.
Okay, Chad.
So why tonight for Dante? I mean, why was this sort of his coming out party?
We'll keep that in-house. I mean, but it was really good to see him out there tonight and be able to do what he's capable of doing.
Rod.
And there was no discipline. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I shouldn't have said it like that. That's me taking what's taught to you. And that's fine. But, he earned here, earned his job out there tonight. Proud of him. Very proud of him. Had a long talk with him after the field, coming off the field. A very emotional talk, both of us. Very proud of him.
Yeah, he told us.
Yeah. How big a role did the atmosphere in the stadium tonight play?
Man, it was awesome. Bobby Dodd Stadium was rocking tonight. I mean, from the music that was playing, the different entertainment within, the lights on, the lights off. I mean, the fans just, the music, I mean, it's the fans were going. It was electric. It was electric. And I challenge more people the next time we play here to continue to come and continue to build on that and build on that. I know what this place is. I know what this stadium is. I know what this stadium is when it's rocking like that. Right? Whether it's night, whether it's 12 o'clock, whether it's 2 o'clock, it doesn't matter. We've got to have the same atmosphere, the same energy every time. Because if you don't think this team feeds off of that, if you You don't think the coaches feed off that. Everyone feeds off of that. Right? That's what home field advantage is all about. And tonight, we had somebody try to come in our home and take what's ours, and we defended our home. We treated this as our home. This is our home, right? And that's the way they play tonight here at Bobby Dodd.
Charlotte.
You mentioned Dante. Brett Seiler also had a couple scores. Just how important was it to have that level of depth on offense tonight?
Yeah, when you get to this point in the season, player availability is so key. You get to the second half of the season and you start getting into the meeting schedule. One player here, one player there, it makes a difference. And to have the depth out there, to have really three tight ends that were out there all making plays and doing things. Dante, Eric being back, obviously is a huge plus for us. Jordan Williams, I love Jordan Williams. Him coming back out and being out there playing with Jordan, even still, probably not completely 100%, but man, he played a really good football game.
Jackson.
You've been in a similar position to this after beating a ranked team in Miami earlier this year, and now you're going to be facing Virginia next week. Is there anything you're going to change up to try to keep the team focused and not falter like they did against Boston College?
What would you suggest? I watched Virginia on tape all this week. I think that's enough to worry about. I watched them all tape, just beat the team that we just beat out there. Right? What do we say? And that's I'm not negative by any means of what you said. I very much appreciate that. But that right there is the narrative that's created, right, that our players have to listen to every single day. When you talk about external distractions that our players have to hear, that they have to listen to, that we spend so much of every day fighting those things back down because, oh, you're supposed to win this game and you're not supposed to win this game. All right, who says that? I don't know. All I do, I watch film. And the more we can get our guys to listen to what we say, right, to understand what we say is true. Look, you watch tape, and then that's what you judge it off of. I mean, we'll flip the schedule and practice at night now. there's nothing, you're not going to change anything. Look, I believe in the process that we have in our program 100%. Right? I'm staying true to the process of what we do and how we're building this football team and how we go about our preparation. Each and every week, right? Because it showed me that it works. It works very well, right? And we've got to continue to make strides in our consistency. Okay, you start and win, you play a full game, right? Well, now you got to put two games together, right? Now you got to put three games together. That's the way it is. But like I said, there'll be no difference going in there tomorrow, right, than it was going in this week. Because when you go in there different after a win, you really. There's just as many mistakes out there tonight as it was, right, in the last game, right, and it'll be very easy to see and find, right. We can't get it twisted just because the scoreboard didn't come in our favor.
Over here with Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Coach, the secondary they got hurt a couple times, but then how cool was it to see the way they stepped up against Tez Walker and forced that fumble and really just make a play when you guys needed it most?
Well, that's one of the things that was a big challenge, right? You got to make plays. Right. We've got to make plays in the fourth quarter. Right? We knew it was going to be a fourth-quarter game. Guess what? I'm going to say a big surprise to everyone. Next week's going to be a four-quarter game. The next week's going to be a four-quarter game. The next week's going to be a four-quarter game. They're all going to be four-quarter games. Look at the ACC right now. It's the most exciting conference there is. I mean, the games that are going on and have the competition that's taking place in this league right now, they're all going to be four-quarter games. So that should be a surprise, and we've got to have guys step up and make those plays in the fourth quarter. We've got to have our best plays on offense, best plays on defense, rocking and rolling.
Anything in the back before we move on? Anything else? Rod and Kelly, if you guys want to close this up in the chat, we'll take it for you.
How important was it to get Singleton back in reference to a guy like Malik, who, without him out there, they were able to maybe double-team him, concentrate on him? Tonight they had those two guys that can break plays that they haven't worried about. How big was that to get them back?
That was huge. Like I said, player availability in any position is big. It's really big. And, whether it's an offensive tackle, center, a running back, a tight end, we've got a lot of guys out there that are tough to guard. And when you lose one, it's very pivotal in what we do offensively. Right now they're able to bracket and vice other guys, take certain things away. hasn't opened the offense up as much, so I can see tonight when we've got, you know, close to maximum player availability, we've got a chance to do some good things on the offense.
Kelly, and then we'll finish with Chad.
I was just curious about Jamal Haynes. I saw he was in street clothes towards the end, and then just any other things or bruises in the game?
Yeah, I mean, when we were in the locker room, I sang a fight song. I went to the network outside today, and I came right up here. So unless you are interviewing trainers tonight, I guess we'll find out before the press conference on Tuesday.
Chad.
This is the first time you've ever worn blue?
I can answer that now. First game.
Good. Last year.
Attention to detail.
All right. Coach, thank you.
Go Jackets.
I'm going to take one of these.